listening to CodesCast, a podcast from the Center for Oral History and Digital Storytelling at Concordia University.
Vous écoutez CodesCast, un podcast du Centre d'histoire orale et de récits numérisés à l'Université Concordia.
I'm your host Sadie, and for this episode, I talk to multidisciplinary artist Sharzad Arshadi. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for coming and talk to me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
The first thing is, can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Sharzad Arshadi. I'm a multidisciplinary artist, Montrealer, and originally from Iran, but living here for a very long time. Montreal is a home now. And what else do I tell you? I don't know. I am grandmother. I'm mother. I have two beautiful grandchildren. And that's it.
Great. And can you tell me a little bit about your work?
Sure. I am trained as a photographer, but I do documentary film. I do sound as well, sound performance, and I do performance as well. Different medium I touch, whatever feels like to allow me to say what I wanted to say. I don't restrict myself to one medium. I love photography also very much, but at the same time I love so much sound without any image. And I think sound allow us to think better, to feel what really is that person or what I really want to share.
And so you're an affiliate of the Center for Oral History.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how oral history or storytelling methodology is integrated into your work.
It's very important part of my work, actually. Storytelling. I grew up with a father that he taught me about my country's history through storytelling. Everything I learned about my country, I couldn't read in any history book. He taught me, or us, my brothers and sister, what really was happening in our country or what happened during his youth. And then for that, I learned storytelling is much more important than anything else for me. And through storytelling, we can connect to each other. We can understand better each other. Of course, I don't put aside completely the history book. But I for me, it's a story is more important than anything else, storytelling. And oral history, that's why I couldn't give a name before until I I guess I got in touch with Oral History Center at Concordia and through Life Story Project. And for that, maybe now I have a name. But before I was telling, okay, this is my life, this is my story, or people's story, my friend's story. And through that, yes, I think it's very, very important. And I don't think I'm going to do. Even photography for me is part of oral history. It's of course I take pictures, but before taking pictures, I connect to people. There is a connection between us before, and for that, I think I feel it makes big difference for me to just take a picture or know about what is it there, and take pictures.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Are you working on anything right now?
Yes, I'm trying to finish a documentary about Kurdish fighters, female fighters. And at the same time, I am working on a podcast project with a very nice young woman, Nassim. And the project is I'm very active in politics. I'm not a politician, but social justice activism is important for me. And I know many people since my life in Montreal, many people from many different backgrounds, and they are all involved in social justice activism. And I think their story is missing from everything we are doing. And I decided to gather their story. I'm interviewing them through the beginning of their life until when the time they want to share, and their story why they are involved in the social justice activism, what are they involved in, and what the organization, their story, their activism through their life story. And I gather many stories till now. It's a real blessing to listen to people's life story and how they are generously allowing me to record everything. It's incredible.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's called the Life Stories Quilt Project?
Yes.
Why quilt?
Oh, because I guess, again, mothers, grandmothers, women, they just take different pieces and make this beautiful blanket to make everybody warm, I guess. These stories are like this. Each and every piece of these stories make this bigger blanket for all of us to warm us up in this country. To allow us, we are all very different from each other, like every piece of quilt that people are putting it together. But at the same time, we are all same. We are all human being, and for that, we more than ever, I feel, we have to learn about each other, and maybe the world can become kinder. It's not kind now. It bothers me very much these days. And we need to learn about each other more and to understand each other better. And then maybe less war is going to happen.
That's beautiful. I love quilting, so I love that name.
Oh, nice. I never, maybe I have to start doing it. But I ask whoever I interview, I ask them to give me a piece of fabric.
Ah, you have to make a quilt.
I have to make a quilt. I'm going to ask you.
Yeah. Quilting is awesome.
Yes, so nice.
The next thing I'm wondering about is challenges you've encountered, mm-hmm. especially in sharing stories with people or having stories being shared with you.
Challenges. First challenge is all this new stuff technically is happening, and I have to learn. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time I don't have money to hire people. I have to do it, almost everything I have to do it on my own. And that's a challenge, but it's not a challenge that's going to stop me. But it's a challenge. But listening to stories, sometimes there are some parts that are very shocking that I don't know what's next. What do I ask now? What do I do? For example, I had an interview with a very good friend. She's fantastic, and in one point, she was telling me about her youth. Then most of the time, coming from Vancouver to Montreal, and she was hitchhiking. And for me, it was so interesting. Oh, hitchhiking! I was most of the time I was seeing in these Hollywood movies where people do hitchhiking. I never did in my life. I don't know. And for me, it was so interesting. And I was she told me lots of stories. Yes, a few times I came. And I told her in one point, okay, tell me one of the memories you have from hitchhiking. I had no idea. I was asking to tell me a very funny and a nice story, a memory. She shared the story of rape, and I didn't know what to ask next. I was in a shock. I was not prepared for that shock. Of course, she's fantastic. She's so brave. She's amazing, amazing. And she continued, she started, and she helped me to to fill my, to take myself up and continue the interview. But yes, these are the challenges maybe we are not prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
because we have our these things in our mind or this framework with maybe certain things. But it's crazy. This in past in these interviews that I had, two women. They shared their stories that they've been raped, and this is another thing. That's how much we don't know about each other, and how we have to be caring about each other, because we don't know what happened to us and what the story. But I think it's brave. For me, it was so brave that she shared like this, and she's so brave. She's a fantastic. You're gonna hear her story, and
I look forward to it. So you're an artist.
Yeah. Yes.
And all of your work is mixing, like storytelling and creative work. And I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit about how you think about this mix, or why you think it's important.
Mix. I think the mix just they find me. I don't know. It happens. I don't know really. For example, I did a project on called Forbidden Voices. It's about Iranian female singers, because after the revolution, Islamic revolution in Iran, they forbid women from singing, and they have no radio, TV in the past 40 years. They could never sing in public. And if they do, it's only for female. And for that, never in TV or radio you can hear any female's voice. But I grow up with all these singers, these pop singers. They're all good-looking, fancy-looking women. And they are not there anymore. At one point, I wanted to do a project about them, which is still there, but it's not finished. But I did actually perform last year at Mai for two nights, and it came that I the same thing. I am mixed of the sound. They're singing, mixed of the sound from my country, and also my narration, that was the only way I could tell this story of this, because they're absent, and I should present their absence somehow. And for me, the stage was empty, and I was behind the stage, and I was. They were hearing all this noise, sound, music, and singing, and my narration. But at the end, I, with my other friend, we came at the end, and I came and I sang on the stage. I performed one of the songs, the old songs, and I don't know. It just came because I had no other way to present. They are not there anymore. We can't hear them anymore. Of course, they're it's on internet stuff now. You can find anything, but really in the society they don't exist. How do I show this absent unless that the stage is empty and they are not there? Then yeah.
Thank you. jumana dila jumana dila jan jan simbaru dil baru zogh didar jumana dila ay jan jan taim khun fu turke tijula bas charan wasi batanam gabzen.
CodesCast was produced by me, Sadie Couture, and Maeva Thibault. Original idea by Marie-Anne Gagnon, supervised by Stéphane Martelli. Original music for CodesCast was composed by Jacob Lessard.